This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Okay, Rach, seriously.
Here we go.
This is like, we
cannot wait.
We do a lot.
Listen, we crushed it. This is our funniest podcast yet.
No, it's not.
If you want to tune in for a good time, for a chuckle and a smile, you're going to listen to us discuss the murder mysteries.
What? I know. It's hard, but we do.
You guys.
We have our moments.
We have some moments. You guys, we really nail this one. I can tell you we go
balls to
piece
the wall.
By piece. You're basically feeling like you don't even need to watch the documentary because we cover it all clearly and succinctly. So get ready.
Get your popcorn out and ladies and jerks, welcome to Murda Murders, A Southern Scandal. Season 2. Rachael.
Hello, Miss Shirley Hines.
Rachael.
I know your name is Cheryl. We call her Shirley for short.
Yes,
that is. It's really not short, but it's like your nickname.
Yes. Yes. My friends call me Shirley. Don't call me Shirley. Rach, okay, I just got back from Parents Weekend.
Yeah, you did.
Can I just say that these parents are partiers? Like, I could not keep up with them.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a party bus. People were dancing on the party bus, like living on a prayer.
Party bus. Nothing says class and elegance.
Like a party bus.
Like, and Parents Weekend, like a party bus. But you just think that's for the kids.
No, I mean, it's not.
Okay.
I mean, Kat was telling me, she was like, you know, what happens is a lot of parents come for Parents Weekend and they just want to relive their college days and they go hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. All right, I'll do it.
Did you lean in, Cheryl?
I'm exhausted.
I can't wait to go to Parents Weekend when I'm 90.
Rachel has two young ones. Young.
Yeah. Cheryl and I are living like parallel universes. Like her daughter is in college and I have two kids that are 5 and 7. And we
How
laugh.
How old are you going to be?
I laugh like that.
When they're
in. Let's think about it.
Yeah, when they're in
When they're
college.
In college. When Henry. Okay, so Henry's 7.
Yeah.
Minus 19, do we want to say? 18, 19? Yeah. That's 11 years. I will be in my 60s, late 60s. And people will say, that's so sweet that your grandmother came to Parents Weekend.
And she's partying her ass off. That's so cool.
And she's, oh my God, she rented the fucking party bus. What the hell?
Yeah. You rent it. Mm-hmm. And then you get to pick the playlist.
That's right.
That's really something to look forward to.
It's going to be all sha-na-na.
Oh, no, Rachel. Rachel, please.
I need to get over
sha-na-na. Okay, can I tell you one thing that
yes.
I'm doing? I haven't told you this. And I tell you everything. Okay, so I had a friend text me last night and asked me if I wanted to talk to an oracle.
Come on.
And I was like, yes.
And by friend, do you mean Finn? Your son, Finn? Okay.
But I also had, you know what an oracle is?
No, I have no idea what an oracle is.
I don't know what an oracle is. I thought I knew, and I did.
It sounds like something from Star Trek.
Yeah, it's someone who's spiritually enlightened.
I don't know.
I don't want to say fortune teller because I think that term is really out of.
I don't think it's even a fortune teller. I think it's a, what do they call it?
Oracle?
We've had. No, but we've had friends that have like had psychics,
like premonitions,
but I can't remember what it is but they've had them come to their house and they've like told us what our like psychics. I think it's a psychic,
like a psychic.
Yeah.
So
I'm
anyway,
not fond of the practice, but
I'm doing this tomorrow.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
I'm gonna let you know. But she also asked me to to think about questions I want to ask her, which I feel uncomfortable.
Things about your life.
Yes, my life. Oh, what do you see in the future? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? So anyway, you can help me come up with some questions. It's deep.
Oh, I will. Hopefully the oracle doesn't know anything about you because then...
I think she does.
Oh, come on.
I know, well, then Rachel.
That's not fair. It's like you have to go in blind.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Okay, Cheryl's got her finger up, and when she's got her finger up, and it's in pointing mode,
I hope I haven't already told the listeners this, because if I did...
Spoiler alert,
the whole
spoiler
thing is,
alert.
But, two of my best friends, Paul and Eddie, passed away within 1 year. This was, God, I don't even know how long ago now, but like...
I feel like it was like 2013.
And we had a code word. The three of us had a code word.
Yes.
And we were always like, if...
If we need help.
If we need help, or if you're about to pull the plug and you're not sure if I'm still with it, I'm going to say this word and you cannot pull the plug. So we would talk about that all the time. So we have a code
so
word.
Crazy.
If that code word comes up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Then.
Then you know you're
on.
Connected.
Yeah.
You're right. Could you ask her? Could you say, do you know any code words of mine?
I don't want to like.
I mean, do you think she's going to really think of it? Like if it's avocado, like she's going to be like, it's avocado. Like just guessing.
There's no way she can guess this word. We had to come up with a word that never comes up in conversation.
Okay.
It's a ridiculous word and it's long.
Great.
That's
oh God!
All I'm gonna tell you. Anyway,
I can just imagine. I want to see you and Paul and Eddie coming up with that word.
Oh
like,
my
I wish
God.
I was a fly on the wall for
time.
That.
And then we would forget what it was.
Those ding dongs.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My little sweet.
We miss them. We miss them
miss
so
Paul
much.
And Eddie. I miss them.
They would be having a field day right now.
Oh my God, Rachel! I can't even. Lady.
Okay. Yeah.
The podcast came out today. We're a little bit ahead because we're recording. Mm-hmm. This will drop later.
This will drop later, but
people are really responding. Our listeners
are
like, okay. Somebody said mad happy, a little bit mad.
Mad
a little
happy,
bit happy.
A little bit,
can take it.
Some people said happy sad.
Happy sad.
Which I was like, I understand it. Some people were like, great.
Yeah.
My friend Noelle always likes to say, I'm not for everyone. And that's okay. not me personally, but she likes to say she is not for everyone. She's like,
listen,
Noelle's like, I'm not for everyone. That's cool.
Yeah, it's okay. You can skip it if you
want. I dare you to if you're bold.
Because you're going to miss this.
Because I am a documentarian expert.
You sure are. By the way, I love that you did not see the first part of this documentary series. Okay, hold it. I'm going to introduce it, save it, zip it. Today we are talking about,
it's
even hard to pronounce.
Get ready. I'm smiling already.
I'm just going to call it the the Murdaugh murders. Murdaugh?
No, it's Murdaugh. But they even, in the documentary,
they say
18,000 different ways.
Okay, The Murdaugh Murders, A Southern Scandal Season 2, is a 2023 mm-hmm. documentary series directed by Julia Willoughby Nason and Jenner First, whose previous credits include Lula Rich and Fire Fraud.
They were great.
It follows the trial of Alex Murdaugh.
They were great.
The prominent patriarch of a powerful South Carolina family. Oof. Murdaugh Murders is available to watch on Netflix. By the way, even the name Alex, did you notice this in this?
Alec. They say Alec?
Alec.
They call him Alex. They call him Mr. Alec.
Mr. Alec. Mr. I was so.
Alex.
And they say Murdaugh. Murdick. Some people Murdick? Say Murdick.
Well, because they're
they
yeah,
say
it's
Alec
Southern.
Murdick.
Because it is like, a Southern. It's a Southern scandal.
It is a Southern scandal.
And the scandal is nobody knows how to pronounce each other's names.
They really don't.
It's scandalous.
And just to be clear with our listeners, Rach.
Let's be real clear.
This is a comedy podcast.
It's very hilarious. It is one of the funniest things you will ever hear.
And in no way
yep.
do we think murder is funny or loss is funny. It's a,
nope.
It's a very... a difficult situation.
Should we just let people know why that this is very serious? So serious that I was watching it. And at the end of it, mm-mm. guess what I had to do, guys? If you've been listening to our previous podcasts,
yes.
I had to call Cheryl at the end and have her talk me off a ledge for about 5 minutes.
Okay, here's the thing about Rachel. Whatever
yeah.
she hears about somebody else, she's
that
I don't want to say a hypochondriac because it's a lot of it.
Yeah. She thinks that the shiitake balls
happening to her. So, like I said, if you say I think I'm hearing voices, Rachel will be like, I am also hearing voices.
No, I'm like, what if I hear voices? It's always the what if. Like,
and so
am I saying that happened to me? Has that happened to me?
Worried about. Mm-hmm. People around her plotting her murder. Rachel.
Or what? More? Like, it's like, I just was like, oh gosh, there's a lot of lying that went on.
A lot of lying.
That they were fine with it. And I was like, what if I became fine with lying? Like, so it was like so scary to me.
Okay, let's so start, scary let's to start me. At the beginning.
Okay. So I just want you to know it's very serious.
It's very
and I serious. And I laugh when I'm terrified. You're
yes.
welcome.
Yes.
And when
yes.
somebody hurts themselves very badly.
That's Rachel.
It's true.
That's not nice.
Well, it's
you're
not
supposed
nice,
to wait till they get up and you know they're okay and then you can laugh. You don't
no,
wait.
But if it's
you
like
can't wait.
If I see somebody hit their head like on a counter and I know they're not dead, I'm like, "Oh." And they're like, "You're laughing." And I'm like, "I know. I'm sorry. I laugh when I'm scared."
Okay.
It's a coping skill.
Okay.
Call in if you have that same issue. We don't have a call in line, but if you want to email us.
Yes. If you do want to email us, truestoryfanmail@gmail.com. Okay. Okay.
Please.
So we hear at the beginning of this, we hear Alex Murdaugh.
We're never going to get through this if you keep.
I know.
Just say it right, wrong, whatever. It's going to be okay.
His 911 call where he reported that his wife and kid, Maggie and Paul, had been murdered. And then we see footage of the crime scene. This is fascinating to me. People that committed a crime and then they call 911 and that mm-hmm. call is recorded and then people mm-hmm. hear it. I just, it's beyond, I don't know. How can you do it?
No, it's unimaginable.
Yeah.
They do a really good job in this documentary of laying it out, like what exactly happened at the crime.
Yeah.
And you can imagine it. Like you see, thank God, the pixelated,
I know, from the
images of his son. I mean, that's on a whole nother level. We could spend the entire hour talking about the son and that he murdered his son.
Okay. Let's break it down in case... nobody has seen this. If you haven't heard of it, there's a man named Alex Murdaugh, lives in South Carolina. By the way, was it ever confusing to you that they kept saying sled? Well, sled showed up.
Yes.
Sled.
I wrote that down. I was like, what is sled? I still don't know what that's an acronym for.
Why do they make it sound like everybody knows what sled is?
When sled.
Sled call.
I don't even know what sled means. Do you know what sled means, Cheryl? Did you look it up?
I had to look it up.
Yeah, I know you did. And I didn't because I knew you would.
It's confusing because there's no C. It's South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, Thomas. But why isn't it called SCLED?
South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. SCLED. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's SLED.
Because where's the E? What's the E for?
Enforcement.
South Carolina Enforcement Division.
Law Enforcement Division. But it should be SCLED.
I just like that you had to draw law enforcement because you were getting your bearings.
Yes.
Okay. It was very confusing. And yes. At first I was like, well, SLED's there. And all I think is like a sled
that
we go sledding on. And because I grew up in Ohio.
And you're like, what does that mean? Okay, anyway. So this is, it's a terrible, terrible, beyond horrible story. Okay. This prominent family in South Carolina, this guy, Alex Murdaugh, has had a family law firm that his grandfather started.
Or maybe his great-grandfather, because it was like 1800s or something like that.
Okay. There's no way to know. So they've been basically the top dog.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who the Murdaughs are. They have a lot of money.
It's like a wealthy old money family in South Carolina with a lot of power.
Yeah. And so on one particular night, Alex said he walked down to where the dog kennel is.
Right. On their property, they have the main house and then they have the kennels yes. where they have dogs.
Yes. And he found his wife. Maggie and his son, Paul, murdered there.
Right.
And he called 911.
Called 911. And then when the police arrived, he said, this is about Mallory. This is about the death of Mallory from the other podcast, which was, what am I saying? Oh, God, Thomas.
From the other.
Please edit that part out. Documentary. It's from the other documentary. Where their son, Paul, was driving a boat. He was under the influence, and one of the kids were killed. Yes, and so he's saying that this is payback. He's alluding to the fact that he believes what's happened to his wife and to his son is payback for the accident that happened. Yeah.
Yes.
So he's already concocted that in his brain.
Yeah, which is a little strange, right? If that's the first, one of the first things he says to the officers, and we see it because there's video footage of it. He says, this is a long story. When the officer asked what happened, and he said, this is a long story. Mm-hmm. My son was in a boat wreck a few months back. I know that this is what this is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Rachel,
you can kind of understand.
Yes, because people were upset about it, and they were angry, and there were people that felt like, oh, Thomas.
We haven't even really gotten started.
No, we haven't. And Thomas is making us take a break.
Oh, you guys, hang on one second.
What happened?
Sled is at my front door.
Okay. from now on, I'm calling them Sled. Okay, we will be right back Sled. After this break, and we'll let you know what Sled said.
Say that five times fast. No. We'll let you know what Sled said. Ooh. All right.
Okay.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Okay.
We're back.
So So Scarlett is talking to Alex. And what's weird? Okay, here's what's weird.
This is the one thing that's weird in this entire documentary.
Well, when they're talking to people in the people in the community remember, like, that night that the news was this horrible, two people had been murdered, but don't worry, nobody's in danger, which is weird, right? Because if you...
Very weird.
If somebody in a small town was murdered, everybody locks their doors and, like, oh my gosh.
Well, and also, he wasn't acting as if he was worried...
Right, about...
That the shooter was on the property and, like, that was going to take him out.
Right.
Like, if you came home and you saw two people were dead in your family, you'd call 911 and get in your car and hide and say, I don't know if this person is still here.
Yeah.
Right? Or...
Yeah.
You'd...
Yeah.
And also, so many things were weird to me, Cheryl, about this whole thing. Like...
So just like you said, they had both been shot with different guns. So Paul was shot with one gun, and then Maggie was shot with another. It's just so, it's so sad to talk about. It really is. So in this docuseries, now we're in the trial of the murders. Mm-hmm.
Can I say one thing really
quick? I wish
quick
you would.
That was weird is that...
one weird thing. This was the one weird thing. Yeah.
This is also weird is that while they were gathering information about the murders, they said that Buster,
the other
other son, and Alex were going around, like going to different cities and partying. And they said that Alex had lost a ton of weight, and that they, when they were getting more information and they were starting to feel like that Alex was a suspect, that they said, just come on into Skled and we'll give you an informative meeting. When really they were wanted to get more information from him. And then that's when they asked him point blank, did you kill your wife? And he says, no. And I'm like, I'm sorry. This man looks so guilty.
Well,
who doesn't
Rachel,
see this?
You cannot convict somebody because they look guilty. Because
I
they
know.
Lost weight. But
it's a court of public opinion.
That being said, that part didn't bother me.
It didn't bother. Like, he's just out having fun.
Well,
when his wife and son are murdered.
I didn't take it as out having fun, but maybe you're right. I just took it as he spent time with his other son and they tried to get away to pick up the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But you're saying because he lost weight and had a tan, you were like, no, thank you.
No, I think
guilty,
he lost
sir.
Weight because he was so stressed and knew exactly what had happened to him. And was avoiding that area because he didn't want to think about it. You know what I mean? It's like when you have a car accident and you don't want to drive by that area again. You don't want to drive through that intersection again because it just brings everything back up.
Yeah. So now Alex, he pleaded not guilty.
Yeah.
There were lots of theories flying around about the case, including the cousin Eddie theory.
Yeah.
About the guy who allegedly
that he didn't...
shot. Oh, okay, we haven't even talked... Oh, God, Rachel, there's so much.
That he
didn't
act alone.
We haven't even talked about Alex previously being shot. Oh, you might not even know about that. Okay, let me tell you about this.
Okay.
Because remember, I said, oh, my God, now I have to go back and watch season one, which I did because I was trying to remember it all. Okay, let me just give you this little background.
Okay.
After the boating accident, which was horrible and awful. Alex, people started realizing Alex had been embezzling from the law firm millions of dollars. He resigned or was fired. I don't know, kicked out. I'm sure there's another word. Is there a word?
He was let go. He was
let go of his own company.
Maybe they voted him out, like he was taken off the board or whatever.
There must be a word that's like, because that's a big emotional.
If you know what we're talking about, call in and let us know or email us and we'll get it in 2 weeks.
That's right. And we'll get back to you. Okay. So that was a big deal. We found out that he had been stealing from the people that he was
representing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then at some point, this is also weird, he calls 911 and he says, I've I've been shot. I'm on the side of the road. It was in the middle of the day. I'm on the side of the road. I had a flat mm-hmm. tire. I was changing my tire, and mm-hmm. somebody came and shot me.
Right.
And then when SCLED really got to it, they were like, okay, let's talk about what really happened.
Yeah.
And then we find out he had asked this guy, Eddie. Cousin Eddie, who was kind of like a fixer. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like a,
oh, yeah. They say he's like the fourth Murdaugh and that he is like the cleaner. Like
yeah, he'll do dirty, all their messes. Dirty yeah. work. Yeah. That he had asked Eddie to kill him, mm-hmm. shoot him. Mm-hmm. And Eddie said, no, I'm not going to do that. And then Alex got in his car and said, okay, I'll do it myself. And then the next thing you know, he's calling 911 because he says he's been shot in the head. And then Cousin Eddie said, okay, yeah, I did shoot the gun up in the air, like to,
right.
like as a warning. And right. then he fell and hurt his head.
Anyway, and hit this, it's hit all, his head on the insanity. Back of the thing. Yeah. The whole thing is fucked.
So that's already weird.
Yes. Okay.
But we find out Cousin Eddie, and by the way, we found out that Cousin Eddie
had been cashing checks.
Was money laundering.
Yes.
Millions of dollars for Alex.
For Alex.
Yeah. And by the way, when I went back and I watched the first one, there's a part where Eddie says, and I said to Alex, I said, this isn't money laundering, is it? It's like, okay, if someone asks you. Like,
this is the exact definition. Of money laundering, Eddie.
If you have to ask, it's not a good sign.
It probably is.
It probably is.
Yeah. If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
If somebody says...
It's probably a money laundering.
I'm going to give you $1 million and then you give it back to me in smaller checks. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Well, they alluded to the fact, too, that he had a drug problem also. That he was...
Yes.
Like that he was...
Buying Oxy.
He was addicted to Oxy. Yeah.
But that's like a lot. That would be a lot. I don't even know how much it costs, but I can't imagine it's $1 million.
It just seems like the whole thing, like you just kept, things just kept getting
snowballed,
revealed and revealed and more revealed that it felt like there's just so many secrets and so much dysfunction and sickness in that family.
Yes. Yeah.
Like in the definition of like being in an alcoholic addict family, right, is that everything's fucked underneath, but they all look like it's great.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. We all wear clean khakis and blue jackets and we show up and we work at a law firm, but nobody talks about the fact that daddy's on Oxycontin. Whoa. You know what I mean? Like it's just, it just was, and it made me so uncomfortable and sad for the kids.
I know.
Like really just for the kids.
I know.
Because they were just born into that.
They were born into it.
And when Paul's girlfriend said, as a warning, Paul's ex-girlfriend said as a warning that Maggie sat her down at one point and said, when Randolph, the father, like the man in charge, his wife said she wanted to get a divorce, he wrote her obituary and printed it in the newspaper. And they said it was like as a warning that like,
that's
should you divorce me?
Okay. Once again,
let's talk about all the red flags on this film.
That
like,
is
and she's like, so yeah, so she was saying that it was like a warning and like, don't do this. And it was like, yeah. And I'm like, she's like a 19-year-old girl, and I'm like, you're the sanest one of the bunch.
Yeah, run, don't walk, run,
run.
Rachel,
I don't even know where we're at.
We have to take a break because,
and also, why am I shouting?
Because we're angry.
I know.
It's maddening. Okay, when we come back, we're going to get into Rachel. When we come back, we're going to we're going to break it down.
We are going to break it down. There's so much more that I want to talk about too because it's
Okay, we'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And we're back. Okay, Rachel.
Yes?
I want to tell you that evidence was heavily circumstantial. Alex's defense attorney was State Senator Dick Harpootlian.
I love that you cannot pronounce even the name Sam Smith.
Are you looking at this name? Do you want to take a stab at it?
It's Harpootlian.
It's not. It's in perpetuity.
It's in perpetuity, my favorite word. In perpetuity. And said with so much arrogance. My images will be in perpetuity. In perpetuity.
Now you're gonna make me start saying it wrong, and that's the one thing that I can say right.
You're welcome.
Okay. The South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson got involved on the prosecutorial side.
Yeah, he's a badass.
Comparing himself to Churchill.
Which I didn't mind.
Lead prosecutor Creighton Waters was
Creighton. I loved him.
Creighton. That's such a Southern name.
Yeah.
Buster and Creighton.
You know what I liked about Creighton?
What?
Can I tell you
Please,
really fast?
Too.
I liked that he seemed completely true and credible. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, oh, he cares and very genuine.
He felt
and
like,
I
was like, okay, there's somebody.
Like when he was on, when they had him on the screen, I was like, okay, I can breathe.
Okay. Creighton's here. Don't worry. Yeah. Creighton. Mm-hmm. Creighton is here.
He's here to make it all make sense.
And lead prosecutor Creighton Waters was either Eisenhower, according to Creighton.
Yes.
Or a guy storming the beach at Normandy, according to Alan.
Okay, so that might have been a little crazy.
Okay. And then Blanca. Oh, Blanca. The housekeeper.
I just feel like Blanca was in an impossible situation, but I feel like she also, the way she was speaking sometimes, I was like, she's being very careful with her words.
Of course. Well, she was
She
was the housekeeper who had a very close relationship with Maggie.
With Maggie.
And they were really good friends, and I really felt
And Paul.
And Paul.
Yeah. And the kids,
Gosh.
What was crazy about that was that the day after the murder, he said, will you go over to the house? Alex said, will you go over to the house and just clean up because people are going to be stopping by and bringing food? And I'm like, that's interesting. If I knew two people had been murdered at a house, I don't think I'd be stopping by there anytime with a quiche. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I'm going to bring muffins to that house.
I don't know. I mean, maybe that's just the way people...
Cheryl?
Rachel, there's no blueprint for this. I think people do it the way that they...
Well, okay, listen. What if I called you, which is what always happens? Mm-hmm. I go, all right, this is the situation.
Okay.
Somebody was murdered 3 houses down. Mm-hmm. There's still a crime scene there. Mm. Do you think, Cheryl, that I should take over some muffins to the family? Mm. Should I drop some muffins off at the house?
Okay, yeah. That was weird because you're right.
She said she walked in the door. No one stopped her.
Yeah.
Nobody asked her anything.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you cannot go in here. This is an active crime scene.
That was weird.
You can't touch evidence.
Oh, my God. And Rachel, there's footage of Skled walking into like the game room, I guess, where there's a pool table and people sitting around with all the shotguns on the rack behind them.
Yes.
I was like, what is happening?
It was Alex's brother.
Yes.
And the kids. Nice. And they weren't exactly, they weren't in mourning, let's just say.
It was odd. It was, everything about this is odd.
Everything about this is so weird.
Okay, and then at some point, I don't know why we saw this, but we sure did, that at some point all the Murdaugh's stuff was auctioned off.
Mm-hmm. It was a weird, like, B story that happened.
Yeah.
That didn't make a ton of sense. Mm-mm. Other than to talk about
knickknacks.
How weird it was for the people that knew them, like the kids that were dating their family and stuff, to say. And they, for some reason, they focused on these turtle shells that Maggie had put up all over the house, and like turtle lamps. Yeah. And she said, boy, Maggie really knew how to decorate. She made sure everything was just beautiful. And I was like, nothing says great decor like lamps made of turtle shells.
You know what?
I was just like,
one man's turtle shell
is another man's just wrought iron, solid, beautiful lamp.
It was odd. I was the, it was honestly, so I was weird. Thinking the same thing, because I was like, wow, okay.
And there was so much
stuff.
So much stuff. Like just ducks and, you know, all of that, like
stuff, and just South hundreds Carolina, of people. I
and pots
that
and pans
made me uncomfortable.
And,
I would not
so uncomfortable.
Want people strolling around buying my knickknacks.
Especially somebody that's been murdered in a murder house.
Yeah.
Why would you take that? And people were excited. She was like, well, I just wanted to go home with one of Miss Maggie's turtle lamps.
Mm-hmm. The forensics effort says that the two victims were shot with two different weapons, but he thinks there was only one shooter.
Mm-hmm. And that's the forensics expert.
Creighton, the prosecutor, thinks the use of two weapons was intended to create the illusion of two shooters. Okay. Mm-hmm.
For me, that tracks. For me, that tracks.
That tracks. But you know why? Because you love Creighton.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't the expert. It was the other guy that was the expert that said that he was brought in to like look at the forensics stuff about it. And the forensics of it. But... Yes. But I also think that this is my thinking, though, is that I do think it was premeditated by Alec. I think he acted alone.
Here's the problem with people.
Okay, tell me the problem with
people.
Well,
we want to try to figure out how someone is thinking. Why would they do that? A lot of times we just do not know. You know, you're not going to know. There's not a rational answer for it. It's like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Believe me, I understand.
I like that I'm giving you a lecture. Ted Bundy, like, why would somebody do that? And you feel like you want to try to figure out why, and you're just not going to know. It's a different...
Somebody that's painted themselves into a corner and feels trapped, and that this is their only solution.
But here...
Or they're mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. Here's the kicker in this trial. Okay, we're really... If you don't want to know...
What happens,
stop it down.
Just keep listening and deal with it.
They found out during the trial that Paul's cell phone,
he
had taken a video of one of the dogs. He was taking care of his friend's dog. He was taking a video of the dog. And in the background, we hear Maggie and we hear Alex. And this was 2 minutes before the murders happened. And Alex had said all along he was not there. He didn't see them. And then when they showed that in the courtroom, and they played that video, and everybody heard Alex in the background, it was like, oh, holy shitballs.
It was like he's been lying this
entire time. And Alex even started crying. You know, it was like game over.
Yes.
And then Alex took the stand. Because he thought he could, like you're saying, he knows the ins and outs of the law and of murder.
Oh my
and
God.
He thought he would be able to convince everybody. And so when one of the guys, the lawyer, said, so did you lie? And he said, yes. And he said, why did you lie? And he said, what's the saying?
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And then he trailed off at that point. He's like, because when I was lying, I just kept on lying. And it's like, that didn't really answer the question.
Yeah, and it's, by the way, you're not doing a great job of getting yourself out of this.
No, it was just all disturbing. But can we talk about Shelley and how brave Shelley was? Shelley's the keeper, the woman who's taking care of his mom.
Okay, yes.
That was massive. I felt like that was a major turning point,
too. Shelley, so Alex's alibi was that he went over to his mother's house, and his mother was ill, and his mother's caretaker was a woman named Shelley. Mm-hmm. And she said when Alex got there that the mom was sleeping. So Alex sat down and watched TV with Shelley for a little while and then left. Mm-hmm. And then after this happened, Shelley said
that Alex had called her and said, if anybody asks you about what happened that night, just tell them I was there for about 30, 40 minutes. Then she talked to her brother, who I believe is a police officer. And she said, I had a talk with my brothers and my sisters, like a really long, hard talk. And we knew what the truth was. And they just kept saying to her, be brave and tell the truth.
Yeah. And she did.
Tell the truth.
And she was. And she did.
And she did. And she was sobbing.
I felt for her.
I did too.
I felt for her.
That's a horrible position to put someone in. To ask them to lie for you when they've worked for you.
And she even said she loved the family and she loved working with them. And mm-hmm. Okay, and then the jury took I hate calling it a field trip to the Murdaugh property.
The defense wanted them to see
how big this property was and the mm-hmm. idea that somebody knew that those two were...
That he was with
the dog
them.
Kennel. It's so... The property is so huge.
And then they were murdered 2 minutes later. Mm. It wasn't like he was saying, goodbye, I'm getting him a truck.
Right. He was right
there. When he was
there.
Talking to them. Yeah. He was right there. Yeah.
But you're right. Then that recording doesn't really have anyone else in the background. And what that means Eddie would have had to been like in the woods watching.
Who knows? Like, that's the thing. There's... Your mind goes crazy, and that's what a good documentary does, right?
Yes.
You know, it just, like, it makes you think so much that you go crazy, and you call your best friend, and you're like, am I going to lie like that at some point and murder people? Because that scares me.
Rachel, you don't have to lie to people or murder people. I just want you to know, you have control over your own actions
and
thoughts.
Thank you. And now we can drop it. But that's really, like, why I like to call.
You just needed to hear that.
Because it's just like so scary
you're like,
to me.
What,
like,
if that happens to me and I start lying and then I.
And I'm sure other people that have anxiety disorders can relate and are like, that's why we can't watch
this documentary.
And thank you, Rachel, for watching it for me so I don't have to watch it.
Yes. So, you know,
it will trigger me.
Reach out to us on truestoryfanmail@gmail.com if you have. This sort of disorder that Rachel has. And let us know if there's a name for it. Okay. The jury deliberated for less than an hour. The votes came back quickly and it was unanimous. And he was found guilty. And then the judge could not wait to say it back to Alex when he sentenced him. And he said, Alex had not been credible and asked him about the tangled web we weave comment.
What did you mean by that?
Yeah. It stuck in his craw, didn't it? His craw?
Yeah. And what did Alex say? I don't even know what Alex say.
What is a craw?
Is it craw or crawl?
Oh, it's not crawl.
Stuck in his
but
crawl.
Then I thought maybe it's
craw.
Is it craw? What is a craw?
Why do we say that?
I think it's a mouth.
It's a mouth?
A mouth?
Oh.
Crawl is a mouth? Oh, I'll be like, shut your craw.
I thought it was like a...
You shut your crawl.
I thought it was a turtle hand. Like a turtle.
Oh, it says the stomach of an animal.
Oh.
It really stuck in my crawl. It's and is it crawl?
No, it's not crawl.
Or is it craw?
C-R-A-W.
C-R-A-W. Craw.
It's...
Stuck in my crawl.
Stuck in my crawl.
That just sounds...
I thought it was a...
It's like, it means like it makes you sick to your stomach.
Oh.
It's like it really made me sick to my stomach. You know what I mean? Like it really got stuck in my craw.
I thought it was like a turtle foot. And there would be a pebble stuck in between the turtle toes. And every time it walked, it hurt.
That's because you've had a bunion. So you're having a sense memory about that.
No, but...
And also...
Honestly, I felt
this
very...
This is why people... Mm-hmm. Love watching mysteries and stuff like that because your brain tries to make sense of everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like we try to like it, and it goes desperately trying to make sense of things. And it doesn't want to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll never know.
I'll never know.
It's hard to say, I don't understand.
And I never will.
I'll never know. But a lot of times you won't understand because there were so many little
crazy
things.
I know. Because you really wanted Alex just to say, okay, guys. Here's what happened. On that night at 9:45, I changed my clothes. I went down there. But he doesn't. He received two consecutive life sentences. So yeah. He is in prison now. Alex is appealing his conviction, and cousin Eddie is facing multiple criminal charges, including money laundering, mm-hmm. 437 checks for a total of $2.4 million.
And this is the thing, like, did Eddie hold on to that money?
Well,
and
yeah.
And was he given that money to help?
I'm just going to make a, what's it called? When you look at something and you're just looking at it and commenting on it.
Which is, I feel like, what we've been doing for the past hour.
Well, when you...
A podcast.
When I...
when you're doing a podcast and you're thinking about information that you've been given.
When you see where... Yeah. They seem to indicate that they were filming where Eddie lives and or works. And it's not mm-hmm. fancy.
Yeah.
So if he did get money...
Right.
What did he do with it?
There has to be some sort of payoff for him.
Right. Like, why would he do all this?
For doing all that yeah. stuff for them. And also, I loved it when they were like, are you a drug dealer? And he's like, nope. Like, he answered so fast. Nope. He said, if I was, I have one client. And his name is Alex Murda.
Alex Murda. Yeah.
Alex Murda.
He's a character, Cousin Eddie.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And I think we're going to see season 3 of Cousin Eddie.
I sure
And by the way, Rachel, what is going on inside that prison with Alex Murda?
I don't
Something's
know, but
happening
I don't think
in
he's
there,
got...
Because he's like...
Call us and tell us what you think is going on in that prison. Oh, sorry. We don't have... Okay. You guys, just email us and
if
tell us what
in
you think is going
the...
on in that prison.
Or if you're mm-hmm. a member of SCLED and you're listening, just mm-hmm. You can follow us on Instagram.
Or you just want to tell us how pretty we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rachel, it is time for our final thoughts. Are you ready for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final
happily
thoughts?
Happily Ever After
I
Thoughts.
I know.
Wow.
Did you cry?
I didn't Mm-mm. cry.
No.
I was too mortified the entire time and just like scared.
Okay, this is an awkward question.
Did you cry?
No. No.
Okay.
Who were you attracted to? Oh, I know who you're going to say.
No, I think you think I'm going to say someone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. There was really nobody. Honestly, there's nobody in this film that I was attracted to.
I know.
To. Do you have a talk back that you want to give to anybody?
I'd like to say hello to Shelley.
Oh, yeah, that's so sweet.
Shelley, like, you were the rock star here. And Blanca.
Yeah. And Blanca, I
mean,
I knew you were going to. Yeah,
and Blanca. Women were just, like, holding steady and firm. And it's a lot when you have this powerful family staring at you and wanting you to say something.
And we forget that it's, like, a very small town.
Yes.
And that's all they know.
Yes.
And that these people had a lot of influence over them.
Yes, yes. Okay, Rachel, that is going to do it for Murders.
The most uplifting documentary yet.
Whew. It's a lot. It was a lot. Okay.
It was a lot.
That's all for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about Beckham on Netflix.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if there's anything you want to promote, but you really can't.
I can't promote anything yet, but I'm so happy that the WGA strike is over.
I know, that's exciting.
Hopefully the SAG strike will be over too.
Yes.
Yeah. But I can say that Halloween is coming soon and that there's lots of good things to watch that might give you
chills.
Things that are like...
Things that are
get, yeah,
on
that
your
might
skin.
Give you chills.
Chicken skin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would like to tell everyone to please stop by Hines and Young and check out some of our stuff. It's really sweet. We have a lot of people that are loving our Capri.
Lots of people. It's selling Capri fast.
Honeymoon. It is. Okay.
Oh, Capri Honeymoon. Is that the most popular one?
Yeah, that's one. And Hyannis Seagrass. These are the two.
I love Hyannis
Seagrass. Our listeners, these are the two that our listeners are really gravitating towards. Those are two scents that we have. But we have them in candles. We have them in body creams. It's just really very, very, very nice. All right. That's going to do it.
You guys, you can tell when she's really excited because she sings it and she does not sing well.
How dare you? all right.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening, nerds.
Nerds. I'll call you tonight.
I'll call you tonight.
True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Rachel Harris. It's produced by Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with production assistance from Nadia Labetz. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story wherever you get your podcasts. You can email us at truestoryfanmail@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.